This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet recommends ordinance to President aimed at creating loads to facilitate foreign earnings from IT sector. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the ordinance addresses legal obstacles faced by Nepal's IT sector. Experts call for protection of river's ecological flow as Nepal pushes for increased hydropower production. Base camp of Tilichu Lake and Thoranglla Pass in Manang district connected to national grid, electricity facility to make trekking easier, and Los Angeles authorities declare local health emergency due to poor air quality as fire ash and smoke blanket the area. Now the news in detail. The cabinet meeting held yesterday has recommended an ordinance to the president aimed at creating loads to facilitate foreign earnings from the IT sector. The government has established a legal framework enabling Nepali IT companies to invest abroad by opening branch offices. The cabinet also approved a decision allowing non-resident Nepalese to invest in Nepal. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has expressed confidence that information technology will be developed as a key industry for earning foreign currency. In a Facebook post today, Prime Minister Oli highlighted that the ordinance issued by the cabinet addressed several legal obstacles faced by Nepal's IT sector. Similarly, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak also said the recent amendment of laws through the ordinance aims to foster the country's economic development. Speaking at the annual general meeting of the Nepal Stationery and Educational Goods Industry Association today, Home Minister Lekhak claimed that the ordinance would facilitate legal amendments, paving the way for industrial development and governance reforms rather. Experts are concerned about violations of river's ecological flow as Nepal pushes for increased hydropower production. A study presented by Deep Narayan Shah, a lecturer at Tribhuvan University, revealed that 80% of hydropower projects fail to maintain the required 10% river flow, especially in dry seasons, harming aquatic life and agriculture. During a recent program organized by the International Water Management Institute and the Department of Hydro Resources and Irrigation, Associate Professor Ram Devi Tachamo Sah from Kathmandu University stressed that the ecological flow must be preserved for river health. Former Minister Deepak Gyawale recommended involving local communities in project planning to ensure better environmental assessments. The experts urged the government to address ecological flow in the upcoming hydropower bill and impose stricter regulations to protect river health. The much anticipated breakthrough of the Siddha Baba tunnel along the Butwal Palpa section of the Siddharth Highway is scheduled for January 21st. This significant development comes after 11 months of construction. Members of Parliament, Thakur Giri and Narayan Acharya, representing Palpa, held a discussion with Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, Finance Minister Bishnu Podel, and Physical Infrastructure Minister Devendra Dahal to discuss the final preparations for the breakthrough ceremony. The 1,126-meter-long tunnel includes three cross passes designed as emergency exits, enabling evacuation in case of issues inside the tunnel. The cross passages, spanning a total length of 441 meters, have already been completed. The tunnel, being constructed by the China State Construction Engineering Corporation at a cost of 7.34 billion rupees, is expected to significantly boost infrastructure development and economic growth in the region. The base camp of Tilichu Lake and Thoranglla Pass in Manang district have now been connected to the national grid. According to Kulman Gising, Managing Director of the Nepal Electricity Authority, power is being supplied through the installation of a 50 kVA distribution transformer at the base camp, which is situated at an elevation of 4,250 meters. Chulpa Gurung, chairperson of Nishiang Rural Municipality 9, expressed that the extension of the electricity facility has made it easier for trekkers heading to Tilichu Lake from the base camp, as well as for local residents. The connection of Tilleswar Lakes Base Camp to the National Grid is part of the Nepal Electricity Authority's initiative to illuminate religious and tourist sites across the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ टु रिमेनिङ न्यूज नेशनल युनिटी डे एन्ड द 303rd पृथ्वी जयन्ती ह्याव बीन अब्जर्भ्ड टुडे On this occasion, President Ramchandra Pau will pay tribute to Prithvi Narayan Shah by groundlanding his statue in front of the West Gate of Simhadwarpa during his special ceremony today. Prithvi Narayan Shah is credited with initiating the unification of Nepal, uniting people from all castes and communities. Similarly, Prime Minister KP Sharma will also pay tribute to Prithvi Narayan Shah. In a message shared on social media, the Prime Minister remembered and paid tribute to all the ancestors who alongside Shah contributed to Nepal's unification efforts. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli attended tea receptions organized by the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal on the occasion of the Prithvi Jayanti in Kathmandu today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. Los Angeles authorities have declared a local health emergency due to poor air quality as fire ash and smoke blanket the area. The BBC cited Los Angeles County Public Health statement as stating the fires have forced residents from their homes and evacuations from healthcare facilities, disrupting vital health services and resources. People are advised to stay indoors, keeping windows and doors closed, use air conditioners to recirculate and filter the air, and to wear a mask if going outdoors in smoky conditions. Meanwhile, California's governor has called for an independent investigation into how critical fire hydrant ran out of water and impaired the fight against the Los Angeles area wildfires. At least 11 people have been killed in the fight so far, and it's estimated more than 10,000 homes and other structures have been destroyed. There are currently 6 fires burning across the city, all with separate evacuation orders and warnings. A forecast for more strong winds is raising fears that the blazes could spread further, and a red warning indicating critical fire conditions is in place. Thousands of South Koreans gathered for rival demonstrations in the capital on Saturday as investigators prepare another attempt to arrest suspended President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived martial law decree. According to the AFP news agency, Yoon resisted arrest in a standoff between his guards and investigators last week after his failed December 3rd power grab plunged South Korea into its worst political crisis in decades. Protesters vote from and against Yoon were scheduled to gather in sub-zero conditions along major roads in the center of Seoul on Saturday, either demanding his arrest or calling for his impeachment to be declared invalid. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast a possibility of light rain in some places of Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and at a few places in Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall in many places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet recommends ordinance to President aimed at creating loads to facilitate foreign earnings from IT sector. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the ordinance addresses legal obstacles faced by Nepal's IT sector. Experts call for protection of river's ecological flow as Nepal pushes for increased hydropower production. Base camp of Tiliso Lake and Thoranglla Pass in Monang district connected to national grid, electricity facility to make trekking easier, and Los Angeles authorities declare local health emergency due to poor air quality as fire ash and smoke blanket the area. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.